先问候大家平安。
I would like to ask you, do you have peace today?
我先分享一下我们小时候的一段经验。
I would like to share a childhood memory of mine.
在小时候，在我家的附近有很多的稻米田。
I was surrounded by rice field when I was young.
因此，我跟疫情同年纪的小朋友们就常常把这些稻米田当作我们的游乐场。
So we, my friends often treat those rice fields as our own private playground.
就好像这张投影片当中的一样。
Just like the picture right here.
每天学校放学以后，我们就总是会找机会到这个田里面去玩耍一番。
Every day after school, we will go into rice field and start playing there.
而且每一次我们必须要玩到这个天黑吃晚饭的时候才回家。
Not only we are having fun in the rice field, we always play until dusk. Before then, we go home for the dinner.
所以这个在这个稻田中玩耍的这个经验变成我一个童年一个很美好的回忆。
So playing in the rice field become a very sweet memory of mine.
每当我看到我们现在年轻的一代,
and now when I look at the generations of today,
他们整天就盯着手机、电视跟网络上面的东西。
They were glued to the cell phone, TV, and video games.
所以有时候我就会想,
and sometimes when I think about this,
到底是我们那一代比较幸福呢，还是他们现在年轻的一代比较幸福？
I wonder whether I had a better time or the young men today, they are having a good time.
如果你稍微注意一下这张投影片当中的这些年轻人,
if you truly pay attention to the young people in the picture here,
他们在走一条很狭窄的一种小路,
and you will find out they are actually walking on a very narrow path.
这个叫做田埂,
and it's called the ridge of the field.
它是农夫用来从这一边走到那一边去的,
it is used by farmers so they can travel from one end to another end of the field.
所以走起来需要有点技巧。
And therefore, it requires some skill in order to walk on the ridge.
其实这些年轻人所走的这个田埂呢, 是一个水泥砌成的。
And actually, the path showing here, walked by the young people here, are actually made of cement.
在我们那个年代的时候,
and however, during my time,
我们那个时候田埂都是用稻田里面的土所堆成的。
The ridge were actually made up by a pile of dirt.
And
actually, width at the time was just about half of the ridge you see right now.
所以你在田埂上玩那个你捉得到我捉不到我的时候就很刺激。
So it became quite exciting if we start playing catch right along the ridge.
因为你一不小心的时候，你就会落到田里面。
And because if you are not paying attention, you will fall into the field.
弄得灰头土脸。
And you will become very muddy.
回家的时候，你就要准备要怎么向父母解释。
And you have to make up really good excuses when you go home and see your parents.
如果解释的不满意，你就会被处罚。
And if you couldn't come up with a good excuse, there is a punishment await for you.
有时候这个稻田的主人一旦发现我们把他这个农作物搞乱,
and sometimes if the owner of the field found out the kids are fooling around in the field,
那后果就不堪设想,
and so there's a trouble await for us.
所以这个走窄路是需要有心理准备, 也是要看清方向,心无旁骛,才能够不会跌倒爬不起来。
If you wish to walk on the path, you need to be prepared and you need to pay attention. Otherwise, you will fall down easily and you couldn't get up.
那么走窄路的时候，是不是有人陪伴的时候会比较好呢？
And then the next question we need to ask, is it better that we can have someone to become our company as we walk on this path?
最近我在网络上看到了一本书。
And recently, I have read a writing on the internet.
叫做《63年与王明道先生的窄路同行》.
The title of the writing is Walking with Wang Mingdao for 63 Years.
这个标题一下子就吸引了我。
This title truly captured my attention.
我不知道你对王明道先生有熟不熟悉。
I wonder whether you know Mr. Wang Mingdao or not.
他以这个杨少堂跟倪柝声是被称为中国近代教会历史里面的三勇士。
Along with Yang Shaotang and Watchman Nee, these three men were called the three of China's mighty men.
他们就像一生，他们的一生就像那个大卫的三个勇士一样，奋不顾身为主献上一切。
They were like the warriors of King David. They are willing to sacrifice their life for their master.
这本书是王明道先生的夫人刘景文女士的一个见证。
The writing is the author of the writing is actually a testimony of Wang Daoming's wife, Mrs. Wang.
是一本很感人的传记。
It's a truly a very moving autobiography.
六十年是我们中国人一生常讲的，叫做一个甲子。
60 years is considered a cycle in Chinese culture.
如果你想一下的时候，在这个人生的旅途当中，有多少机会你能够跟一个人共度六十年
？If we think about, we need to think.How many 6 years we could have someone to walk with us in our lifetime?
我想一定不多。
I can assure you, not many.
特别是今天。
Especially for today.
神所设立的婚姻在受到无情的攻击跟摧残之下。
The institution of marriage set by God has been cruelly attacked by the modern culture.
所以能够两个人共度一个甲子的，简直是少之又少。
And therefore, if you can find a couple who can live together for 60 years, it's not usual.
然而蒙神的恩典。
And yet, by grace of God,
刘景文女士和王明道先生却共度了63年。
Mrs. Wang and Mr. Wang Mingdao, they lived together for 63 years.
不过他们在一起度过的岁月也并不是说就是一帆风顺。
And yet, the time they were together was not smooth sailing.
反而是一个充满着困难、挑战、多有波折的63年。
Rather, it's a 63 years of troubling and struggling and full of challenges.
就好像这个书的这个标题写的就是窄路同行。
And just like the title of the book,The narrow path with Wang Mingdao.
我相信若没有神的带领、扶持和一路的同行
I truly believe if the journey is without God's leading and keeping and directing,
他们就像我们在这个田埂上赛跑一样
Their journey were just like how when I was young running with the kids on the ridge of the field.
老早就摔在田中的泥沼里面爬不起来。
They will fall into the mud and couldn't get up.
今年我们教会的主题是做主门徒。
Now the theme of our church this year is be God's disciple, Lord's disciple.
所以今天我想跟大家分享一个题目叫做窄路同行。
And therefore today I would like to share a theme with you as called walk on this narrow way.
我盼望我所分享能够对大家有所启发跟帮助。
I hope what I'm about to share is going to inspire you and help you.
尤其是关于我们个人还有教会整体如何跟主耶稣同行。
Especially regarding our personal journey with the Lord in our life.
根据刚刚所读的经文，我把它分成两个部分。
According to the passage we just read, I'm going to divide the passage into two parts.
第一个部分就是走窄路的基本要求是要与世界有所分别。
The first part is the basic requirement of walking on the narrow way is that we need to set apart from the world.
第二部分是讲到窄路同行应有的心态。
The secondly, that the attitude we should hold as we walk on this narrow path with one another.
就是要甘心乐意跟同心合意。
That is, we must be joyfully to work together in unity.
因为时间的关系，我今天就分享第一个部分。
And because of the time, I'm going to only share the very first part.
也就是走窄路的基本要求要与世界有所分别。
That is, in order to walk on the path, narrow path, we need to set apart from the world.
谈到走窄路。
Talking about walking on the narrow way.
就是我想到这个马太福音的登山宝训里面主耶稣所讲那个两个门的比喻。
This reminds me the Sermon of Mount Jesus gave regarding to the two gates.
所以我想问一下这个上过 TE 的同学。
And therefore, right here, I would like to ask a question to for those who are taking TEE curriculum. The life of Christ.
你们还记得这个两个门的比喻是属于天国宪章的哪一个宪章？
And do you still remember the parable of two gates? They are categorized as which constitution?
是属于稳固宪章啊。
It's actually the constitution of solid foundation.
这是主耶稣在教训我们要有稳固的属灵根基。
That is, Jesus was teaching us to have a solid spiritual foundation.
主耶稣在这个比喻当中说了一句话。
Jesus has mentioned a word here.
他说你们要进窄门因为引到灭亡那门是宽的路是大的进去的人也多引到永生那门是窄的路是小的找着的人也少。
Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life.Only a few find it.
所以要到永生的门是窄的，路是小的，也就代表了通往永生的道路是一条窄路。
It talk about enter through the narrow gate, for the gate and the way is narrow, that which can lead to life.
如果你不愿意选择走这一条窄路，你就不可能找到那永生的窄门。
If you do not wish to pick the narrow way, then you couldn't find the gate that leads to eternal life.
那么这一条窄路指的是什么呢?
So what does this narrow path referring to?
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章的六到七节有这样讲。
Jesus said his word, his teaching in John chapter 14 and verse 6 to 7.
我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去你们若认识我 就认识我的父
Jesus said I am the way and the truth and the life no one comes to the father except through me
所以这一条窄路指的就是主耶稣
and therefore this narrow path is actually referring to Jesus himself
只有借着认识耶稣才有可能找到那永生的窄门
Only by knowing Jesus, then you can find a way that leads to life.
靠自己的努力或者是积功德是不可能的。
There's no way we can depend on our own ability and or our own merit to find this way.
所以当我们说走窄路并不是在讲说今天社会里面人们为了利益铤而走险的那种窄路。
So when we are talking about taking the narrow way, it does not mean we are taking a risk as the common modern society teaching us.
而是说我们是与主耶稣同行的意思。
It's not the common world teaching us to take a risk in order to have a better investment return, but rather it means to walk with the Lord.
换句话说，与主耶稣同行，也就是在走一条与世界有所分别的道路。
And therefore, walk with the Lord means we are walking a different path from the world.
这可能是一条充满着挑战跟困难的路。
This particular path may be full of difficulties and challenges.
然而，圣经也告诉我们说，这是一条充满着神的爱的道路。
And at the same time, Scripture promises us this will be a way full of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是一条我们所有属神的儿女成长的必经之路。
And this is a path that all the children of God need to go through.
这里有主耶稣的同行。
Because in this road, we are going to find Jesus' company.
有一首诗歌我个人很喜欢。
There is a hymn I love it very much.
叫做主活着。
The hymn is called He Lives.
歌词是由长老教会的这个 Alfred Ackley 牧师所写的。
It was written by a pastor Alfred Ackley.
他的副歌是这样子。
The refrain goes like this.
他说基督耶稣今天仍然活着。他与我谈，他伴我走，生命载入同过。
The lyrics goes like this: He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
然后说，基督耶稣救恩临到万邦。若问我怎知他活着，他活在我心中。
He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives.Within my heart.
这个歌词道出了这个 Ackley 牧师的个人心声。
The lyrics reflect the heart of Pastor Ackley.
他说主耶稣今天仍然活着，他与我交谈，陪伴我走过生命中的窄路。
He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
你若问我知道怎样，怎知他活着，他活在我的心中。
You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
我相信这样的经历应该是我们今日所有属神的人的所追求。
I believe this is a state all of us, who belong to God, wish to pursue.
因为主耶稣的确是那一位陪伴着我们走过生命窄路的神。
Because indeed, our Lord Jesus is the one who walked with us through the narrow way.
这个基督教的作家跟传道人 Max Lucado 曾经这样说。
A Christian author and preacher Max Lucado said,
他说神从来没有说人生的旅程是容易的，但是他却说此生是值得来的。
God never said that the journey would be easy.But he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile.
所以现在让我问一下大家。
And therefore, I would like to ask you all.
到目前为止，你觉得你这一生是不虚此行吗？
Up to now, is your life worth living?
我不知道你的答案。
I'm not sure about your answer.
但是我自己认为说我是不虚此行。
And however, to me, I realize.It's worth living for my life.
因为我认识到自己是多么需要主耶稣的拯救跟带领。
Because now I realize how much I hunger for Lord Jesus' salvation and leading.
当然，这并不表示说我每天都能够与主耶稣同行。
However, it doesn't mean that every single day I truly can walk with my Lord.
我知道那是我必须竭力追求的。
However, that is something I pursue after.
那么这个走窄路与主耶稣同行到底有什么样的要求呢？
Then what is the requirement in order for us to walk with Jesus along life's narrow way?
我想一个很基本的要求就是要与世界有所分别。
I think one of the basic requirements is that we need to be set apart from the world.
就像我们在走田埂一样。
It's just like how we walk on the ridge of the field.
如果你不走田埂的话，你就没办法到另外一边去。
If you don't walk on the ridge, you're not able to reach the other end.
所以为了更了解这样的要求，就让我们透过今天的经文，我们一起来探讨。
And therefore, in order to have a deeper understanding, let us pay attention to today's passage.
如果你常常参加教会的主日学、小组聚会或自己读经灵修
，If you attend Sunday school often or small group meeting or you do your own personal devotion，
我相信你对所谓的摩西五经应该是不陌生。
I believe you are not unfamiliar with the book of Torah。
顾名思义，五经的作者是摩西。
The name reflects itself. The book of Torah, the author of Torah is Moses.
而民数记是摩西所写的五经里面的第四本。
And the book of Numbers is the fourth book of Moses.
但他写作时间大概是在主前1450年。
And he, this book was written,
1450.
And about 1450 BC.
也就是说，距离现在将近3500年。
Which is about 3500 years ago.
虽然说它是一本记载以色列历史的古书。
Though this book is an the account recording of Jewish history.
但这个书中的教训还是。历久弥新。
However, the teaching of the book is long-lasting.
足以应用在我们今天信徒的身上。
And still applicable to our daily life.
而民数记的英文是 Numbers.
And the name of the book is called Numbers.
翻出来也就是数目的意思。
Which means there are lots of numbers.
希伯来原文的意思却是旷野。
And however, the original title of the book in Hebrew is wilderness.
中文圣经将民数记解释为数典民数。
And in Chinese, we translate the book of Numbers to census.
因为在民数记里面记载了两次数典以色列民的人数。
For this book contains two censuses of Israelites.
根据许如志牧师的主日学课程就业概论
According to Pastor Hui's Sunday School
他说民数记的主题是漂流或是神的管教
The theme of the book of Numbers is wandering or God's discipline
说他是漂流是因他记载了以色列人在旷野漂流了40年的详细经历
We take the theme of the book is wandering because it records how Israelites wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
说它是管教呢，是因为出埃及后两年，当以色列人来到巴兰旷野的这个加底斯巴尼亚的地方。
If we take the theme as God's discipline, then we can think that after Exodus for 2 years, the Israelites went to the desert of Kadesh.
准备进入迦南来应许之地的以前，摩西派出了12个探子去那边打探。
Before they entered the land of Canaan, Moses sent out 12 spies to look over the land.
这个40天以后，这个探子回来了。
The spies came back after 40 days of surveying.
除了证实那个地方是牛奶与蜜之地以外
，Not only they attest the land is truly a good land, flowed with milk and honey.
其中的十个探子却向以色列人报恶信。
And however, 10 out of the 12 spies gave a bad report to the Israelites.
说那个地区的亚纳民族很高大、很强壮。
It talk about descendants of Anak who live in the land.They were giants.
所以以色列人不可能打赢他们。
So there is no way for Israelites to overcome the enemy.
所以因此也就引起了以色列人的恐慌。
It caused a great fear to Israelites.
他们就转向摩西跟神来抱怨。
They turned to Moses and God and started to complain.
所以神就处罚他们，让他们继续在旷野漂游38年。
And God punished them and made them wander in the wilderness.For the rest of 38 years.
其实民数记的主题除了是漂流或是神的管教以外
So besides the theme of wandering and God's discipline for the book of Numbers,
它还隐含了一个很重要的观念
There is also a hidden theme and concept in the book.
那就是过渡
That is transition.
这个观念就是指的就是以色列民从这个被奴役的埃及地过渡到应许的迦南美地。
It is actually a transition for the Israelites who were slaves in the land of Egypt into the promised land of Canaan.
它也代表了以色列民从现在的一代过渡到新的一代。
It also referring to the one generation as being transitioned to a new generation.
因为现在的一代对神怀着不信的恶心。
For the current generation of Israelites, they do not believe in God.
所以神处罚他们必须在旷野里漂流致死，也不得进入迦南。
And therefore, God disciplined and punished them so they won't be able to enter the promised land until they die.
想想这个几百万的以色列人在那个茫茫的旷野里面绕圈子。
Can you imagine millions of Israelites were wandering in the desert?
他们根本不知道明天会怎么样。
They have no idea what tomorrow will be.
你想他们的心里有没有很彷徨、绝望呢？
Could you imagine the hopelessness in them?
如果没有神的带领，他们是不可能从这个旷野里面存活下来。
Without God's leading and guidance and provision, there's no way they can get out of the wilderness.
如果我们回来想一想我们自己，
If we think back about our own life,
我们自己是不是也在走一条引到灭亡而不自知的道路呢？
Are we walking on in a path that leads to destruction and we didn't even know?
我们是否也是在这个属灵的旷野里面漂流呢？
Are we also continue to wandering in the spiritual wilderness right now?
这些都是值得我们思想跟省察的问题。
And this is something we ought to reflect.
今天我们所有信神的人应该有这样的认识。
All of us who believe in God, we need to have an understanding.
这个世界不是我们的家。
That this world is not our home.
我们只是寄居的而已。
We are only sojourner of this place.
我们这个跟这个世界应该是有所分别的。
We need to be set apart from this world.
就如以色列民一样，我们也是在过渡。
Just like the Israelites at the time, we are also in the process of stage of transition.
我们要过渡到天上的家。
We are in a transition to our heavenly home.
我们所等候是要得到那儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
And we are in transition to receive our sonship, which is the redemption of our body.
我们忍耐等候，也就表示我们承认神是一切的主宰。
We are patient and we wait because we confess that God is the Lord of all.
也表示我们相信神的应许是可靠的，他是信实的。
And we trust his promise, and he's trustworthy, he's faithful.
其实圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
And actually, the scripture tells us really clearly.
神主动地跟亚伯拉罕立约。
It is God who took the initiative to make a covenant with Abraham.
他拣选了亚伯拉罕和他的子孙成为他的子民。
God has chosen Abraham and his descendant to become his own people.
神拣选以色列人的主要目的就是为了成就他的救赎计划。
The reason why God has chosen Israelites is in order to accomplish the plan of salvation.
使凡是相信神的人都能够借着他的儿子耶稣基督得到那宝贵的救恩。
So that whoever believes in God can, and accept his son Jesus Christ can receive this precious salvation.
所以神要求他的子民跟这个世界有所分别。
So God demands his people to be set apart from the world.
要走一条与神同行的道路。
To walk on a path to walk with God.
因为拣选他们的是那一个独一的真神。
For the one who has chosen them is the one and only God.
这样的要求我们可以从利未支派被拣选的这个事情来看得比较清楚。
And we can see this very fact by how God has chosen the tribe of Levi.
我们知道从雅各所生的十二个儿子衍生了以色列的十二支派。
We know from Jacob, descendant, Jacob had 12 sons, which then later on become 12 tribes of Israelites.
而雅各跟他的妻子利亚所生的利未，就是利未支派的宗族。
And the son Levi, born of Jacob and his wife, Leah, is the ancestor of the tribe of Levi.
利未的子孙可以说是拣选中的拣选。
And the descendant of Levi, we can consider them as the choice of the choice.
原因是在出埃及记的32章记载了一件悲哀的事情。
One of the reasons is there's an account being recorded, a tragedy being recorded in Exodus chapter 32.
那就是在摩西蒙召上西乃山来领受神的十诫。
At the time, Moses was called to the Mount Sinai to see God in order to receive the Ten Commandments.
以色列人在山下等候许久，不见摩西。
And Israelites await for Moses' return, and they couldn't wait any longer because the time was long.
他们就要求这亚伦的同意，就制造了一个金牛犊来代替神，来带领他们往前行。
They came to Aaron and asked to have a golden calf to be built to replace God in order to lead them forward.
所以当摩西从山上下来的时候
，And then when Moses came back from Mount Sinai and come down to the mountainside,
见到了金牛犊就发易怒
，And he became extremely angry when he saw the golden calf.
他把神所赐的那个两块石板就丢到山下去，摔碎。
He was so angry, he threw down the two tablets, which with the Ten Commandments to the ground.
所以接着摩西就把这个以色列人所铸这个金牛犊用火焚烧，磨得粉碎，就撒在水面上面。
And Moses ordered Israelites to put the golden calf into the fire and also grind them into powder.And threw into water.
叫这个以色列人喝
And asked the Israelites to drink the dust.
接着他就站在营门的外面
Then he stand by the camp entrance.
他说凡属耶和华的都到我这里来
And he shout, whoever is for the Lord, come to me.
于是所有利未的子孙就到他那里聚集
And all the Levites rallyTo him,
开始执行神借着摩西所下达的命令
And Levites did as Moses' command, which is the command from the God.
因着利未子孙的愿意分别成为圣洁
For the Levites were willing to be set apart.
神的祝福就临到他们
And the blessing of the Lord came upon the tribe of Levite.
神拣选他们代替以色列人投生的长子。
And God has chosen Levites to replace the firstborn of each household in the Israelite.
而且在刚刚所读的经文的第一段一章五十节也提到了神拣选他们成为服侍他的法柜和帐幕和其中的器具并属乎帐幕的。
Not only that, we can see from verse 50, which is the verse we just read, instead, appoint the Levites to be in charge of the tabernacle of the covenant law over all its furnishings and everything belonging to it. They are to carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They are to take care of it and encamp around it.
下面是一章这个下面一张是一张以色列人在旷野安营的一个简图。
Here is a picture, an illustration how the Israelites camp in the desert.
你可以看到十二支派围在这个整个会幕的外面。
You can see there are 12 tribes. They encamp around the tabernacle.
利未的三个宗族就在这个。整个会幕的旁边。
So the three families or the three clan of Levites, they live and they encamp right next to the tabernacle.
这三个家族就是米拉利、格顺还有哥辖。
And those three clans are Merari, Gershon, and Kohath.
昨天那个詹弟兄问了一个问题。
Yesterday we had a Bible training. The teacher asked a question.
他就问到这个哥辖。
He talked about the clan of Kohath.
也就是祭司，他们的身份基本上就是祭司。
That they are actually the clan for priests.
摩西跟亚伦就是属于这个哥辖。
And Moses and Aaron, they belong to the clan of Kohath.
如果我们继续往下看51节到53节，
If we continue on to verse 51 to 53,
是为了避免神的愤怒临到以色列的会众和外人不得进前来。
In order to prevent other people to get into the tabernacle,
神就定规说利未家族负责搬运、拆迁、保护这个会幕。
And therefore, God ordered the Levites and set them apart to take care of all the furnishings in the tabernacle.
可见的神所在的会幕不是一般的会众都可以随便进出的。
And therefore, we know the tabernacle is set apart that no ordinary people can get in and out.
如果大家还记得出埃及记的第三章，
If you still remember Exodus chapter 3,
摩西在那个米甸的旷野，
when Moses was in the wilderness of Midian,
他见到了一个荆棘被火烧但是没有烧坏的异象。
He saw a sight that he saw a bush has been burned and yet was not consumed.
所以摩西就很好奇的说：“我要过去看这个大异象。”
And therefore, Moses said to himself, "This is truly a strange vision. Let me go there and see what's going on."
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里面来呼叫他说：“摩西，摩西。”
As Moses approaching to the bush, and God Jehovah said to him, "Moses, Moses."
摩西就说：“我在这里。”
And Moses replied, "Here I am."
然后神说了一句很有意思的话。
Then there's a quite interesting reply by God.
他说：“不要进前来。”当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地是圣地。
Take off your sandal, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
这句话告诉我们，不管神是在旷野地、在会幕中的至圣所、在圣殿，或是在今天的教会里面。
This tells us, no matter it's in the wilderness or in the holy place of the tabernacle or in the temple or in today's church.
神所在的地就是圣地。
Wherever God is, it's considered a holy ground.
那么来到圣地的时候，我们应该有什么样的态度呢？
So what type of a state of mind and attitude we should hold as we step in the holy ground?
我们就应该如摩西一样脱下脚上的鞋。
We should be just like Moses, that we should take off the sandals on our feet.
也就是放下世界上容易缠累我们的罪。
That is the sin of this world, which can entangle us easily.
用敬畏的心来到神的面前。
We should come to our God with fearful heart.
如果不是这样子的话，我们就不可能朝见他。
If not so, we are not able to approach God.
我们更不可能跟他同行。
And there is no way that we could walk with him.
在利未记的十一章四十五节这样讲。
And Leviticus chapter 11:45 goes like this.
我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
I'm the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy because I'm holy.
神要求我们圣洁以符合他儿女的身份。
God asks us to be holy in order to be qualified to be worthy of his children.
这也是我们走窄路与主耶稣同行的目的。
And this is the very reason why we need to walk with our Lord Jesus.
那么什么是圣洁呢？
And then what is holy then?
有一本圣经的词典这样把它定义。
According to a Bible dictionary, it goes like this.
他说将自己归属上帝，不追随世界。行事为人合乎分别为圣的身份。
That is set ourselves apart, give ourselves to God and not following the world.
可见的圣洁，也就是必须要跟世界有所分别。
Therefore, holiness means that we need to be different from the world.
但是对于信神的人， 要不追随世界行事为人合乎分别为圣的身份简单吗？
And however, to us believer, for us not to follow the world and yet set everything apart for the world, from the world, is that easy?
可能不是那么简单。
It's not so easy, maybe.
我想我们当中有许多人在从事这个电脑行业啊。
I believe many of us work with computer.
即使没有，我们每天接触到的手机、电视、网络媒体的时间和机会也是很多。
Even you are not a computer profession, we often use our cell phone and watch TV, get an internet, and so on.
那么你会不会常常遇到一些儿童不宜或者是有暴力的画面突然之间出现在你面前？
Is it easy for us to see some of the image from internet that is not suitable for children or for violence?
前一两个礼拜以前
，just about one or two weeks ago，
我在 Netflix 的这个网站上看了一个影集。
I was watching a TV series from Netflix.
刚开始还接得不错。
And from the beginning, things could to be interesting.
因为它有点悬疑，也有点像这个中国的武侠片。
Because the story is full of suspense.
可是到后来，这个剧情突然之间就出现了几个很血腥、暴力的R级镜头。
And then later on, it start to have quite a bloody and violent images.
桂华在旁边就跟我说：“你为什么看那么暴力的镜头呢？”
My wife said to me, "Why are you watching those violence video?"
我当时没有说什么。
At the time, I didn't say anything.
我心里就想说，只要不去看就好了嘛。
And I said to myself, as long as I don't truly pay attention, then it's okay.
反正现在的影片的多少都有这些东西。
And considering the video of the today's age, were full of them, are full of those images.
后来我警觉到我这样的想法不太对。
And I caught myself soon after.
我自己可能已经见多了这样的镜头，而且已经被麻痹。
Perhaps I have already been desensitized by all of these images.
现在回想起来有点可怕。
And now when I think about it, it's quite frightening.
这不就是中了那个恶者撒旦的伎俩吗？
When I actually fell into the trap of the evil one?
很多时候我以为自己所犯的只是一个小小的错误，没有什么大不了。
And sometimes I think perhaps I just commit some minor sin. It's not considered a big deal.
殊不知慢慢的我就会沉迷在那个里面。
Unknowingly, actually, I've been addicted to it.
这个经验告诉我。
This experience tells me.
当我放松自己，以为自己是在大路上行走的时候。
If I relax myself and allowing me to walk on the way of wide,
慢慢的我就是本来是应该在田埂上走的，就走到田里面去了。
Then I was originally intend to walk on the ridge of the field, and now I'm in the middle of the field.
本来是想走窄路，不知不觉就变成走错路跟走歪路。
I was intending to walk on the narrow path, and now I'm walking on the wrong path.
所以要走窄路与主耶稣同行需要小心。
And therefore, in order to walk on this narrow path with Lord Jesus, we really need to pay attention to ourselves.
那我们怎么样来做呢？
And how could we do it?
我想我们可以学习旧约那个约伯。
A practical thing we could do is perhaps we can learn from Job in the Old Testament.
他说要跟我们的眼睛立约。
Job said, "I made a covenant with my eyes."
不要去看那些会影响我们属灵生命的东西。
We shouldn't allow our eyes to see anything that will influence our spiritual life.
也要跟我们耳朵立约。
We should make the covenant with our ears.
不要去听那些不该听的闲言闲语。
We shouldn't listen to any gossip.
只听跟我们属灵生命有益的东西。
We only listen to.The words that can be beneficial to our spiritual life.
最后，也更要跟我们的口立约。
And at the end, we need to make a covenant with our lips even more.
不要去传舌，而是要去传福音。
Let's not pass on the gossip, but but rather to pass on the gospel.
从前面的经文，我们看到了个利未人蒙神拣选来服侍神的会幕。
From the passage we just read, we know the Levites has been selected by God to serve God's tabernacle.
也因此，当摩西数点以色列人的时候，唯独利未支派没有被数点。
Which is the very reason when Moses took the census of the Israelites, the tribe of Levites were not counted.
他也不计算他们的总数。
And he did not count their population.
这个不数点利未人的数目，也意味着利未的人的成年男子不需要直接的参与在与迦南诸王的征战。
The purpose of not counting the tribe of Levi also implies the adult Levites, they don't need to participate in the military service.
用现在的话来讲，就是说利未支派成年不用服兵役。
In other words, for today is that the Levites adults, they do not need to serve in military.
那么利未支派蒙拣选来服侍神，对我们有什么启发呢？
So what can we learn from this?
我想保罗对提摩太的勉励可以给我们一个提示。
I believe the encouragement Paul gave to Timothy can reflect this truth.
他说人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purpose, made holy,useful for the master and prepared to do good work.
保罗鼓励提摩太洁净自己，以便能够成为合乎主用的器皿。
Paul encouraged Timothy to keep himself clean and pure in order to become an instrument for God and do good work.
其实也是在鼓励我们自己要自洁，分别为圣。
Actually, also give us the same encouragement that we should be pure and clean and set apart.
利未的子孙因着他们对神的约的忠诚，不愿与其他人同流合污。
Because of the faithfulness of Israelites, they set apart from other people.
他们愿意把自己分别出来。
They want to stay pure from the rest of the population.
他们不是在标新立异。
They are not trying to be special.
他们是在走一条与众不同的窄路。
Rather, they are walking in a different path, a narrow way.
而这条窄路也就是与神同行的路。
And this narrow way is the way that they can walk with God.
从利未人的这个愿意分别为圣，我们看到了神的祝福跟同行。
How is tribe of Levites willing to be set apart? We find God's blessing and His company.
既然你我都是蒙神拣选的
，If we are also chosen by God,
我们是否欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀呢
？Are we joyfully await for God's glory also?
我们是否甘心乐意的与主耶稣同行呢？
Are we willing to walk with the Lord Jesus with joyful heart?
我们来走一条与世人不同方向的窄路。
Are we willing to walk a narrow path which is different from the world?
这些都是值得我们思考的问题。
This is all good questions that we need to reflect upon.
他们也是下一次我要跟你们分享的内容。
Which is the content of my next sermon.
最后，我想用一个小小的见证来跟大家做结束。
Lastly, I would like to conclude today's sermon with a testimony.
我相信我们一生中，不管你有没有信主，你都要做很多的决定跟选择。
I believe all of us need to make many decisions in life, whether you are a believer or not.
譬如说，大家都想要有稳定的工作跟舒适的生活。
Perhaps all of us wish to have a stable job. We want to have a comfortable life.
我们大家也希望自己的孩子能够进好大学，将来可以找到比较好的工作。
Many of us do wish our children could go to good colleges so they can find good jobs later.
但是我发觉因着信主的关系。
And however, I realize once I believe in the Lord.
有时候我必须要做一些别人看起来好像很傻的决定。
I do need to make a decision. It seems foolish in other people's eyes.
因为我知道只有这样做能够让我心里有一份平安。
Because only by making such decision, I can have a peace of mind.
你们当中有些人可能知道我家的老二是读音乐系。
Many of you know my second son, who studied in music.
他这个月底就要毕业。
He is about to graduate by the end of this month.
接着而来，他可能面临的就是毕业及失业的情形。
And soon after, he is going to face a condition of joblessness.
回想他在大学二年级的时候。
Which reminds me when he was in sophomore in college.
他告诉我们说他想要转读音乐系。
And he told us he wished to change his major to music.
因为他想将音乐应用到福音事工跟宣教方面。
For he wished to be educated in music in order to serve in music ministry in the future.
当时的我跟桂华心里就很大的挣扎。
And at the time, my wife and I were quite struggled.
因为我们知道他所选择的路是不好走。
For the choice he wished to make, we know it's going to be difficult.
尤其他那个时候已经开始有女朋友。
For at the time, he started dating.
如果真的转读音乐系的时候，搞不好将来养家活口都有问题。
If he really changed his major to music, he may have a trouble of have a living.
所以我告诉他说，把这件事情放在祷告当中。
And therefore, I told him, please pray about it.
看神怎么样来带。
See how God is going to lead you.
我自己是学工程的。
I myself have an engineering background.
很直接的反应，我就想到说，他既然要转系，为什么不转到一个比较热门的科系呢？
And very naturally for me to think, if you decide to change a major, why don't you change to a major with a good job market?
至少投资报酬率也会比较高一点。
And at least the return in investment is going to be good.
但是在我跟他沟通以后，还有我自己跟神祷告以后，
However, after I had communication with him and after my own praying to God,
我的想法改变。
My thinking started to change.
我决定支持他走这条路。
I want to support him to walk on this narrow path.
那时我自己也有点惊讶我自己的决定。
And actually, I surprised myself.
因为我知道这个决定不但会增加我自己的房屋贷款。
For I know the decision I made not only is going to increase my mortgage payment,
而且也会引来别人那种异样的眼光。
For other people is going to judge us differently.
但是我想，如果他真的能够为神所用的话，我觉得这也是一个很值得的投资。
I think if he can truly use by God because of his choice, I think this is a worthwhile investment.
我自己在这件事情上面学到了。
And what I have learned from this is,
如果我不愿意以神的家为重，不愿意凭信心而只凭眼见去行事的话，
If I don't treat God's house as the priority and not willing to live by faith,
那怎么可以说我自己在走窄路与主耶稣同行呢？
Then how can I claim that I'm walking in a narrow path and walking with the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，
And therefore, brothers and sisters and friends,
我盼望我们每个人每天都愿意跟主耶稣同行。
May we all walk with our Lord every single day.
我们愿意披戴基督，而不是只有礼拜天而已。
We all want to clothe Christ on us, not only on Sundays.
愿这个信息我们能够彼此互相的勉励。
May we encourage one another.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们都是属于你的。
Lord, we all belong to you.
你要我们往前哪一个方向走，我们就往前走。
No matter which direction you ask us to march forward, we go.
愿主能够带领我们的每一位弟兄姐妹。
May God lead every single one of us.
我相信你自己的心意必然是最好的。
I believe your will is the best.
就求主也能够带领主爱之家前面的方向以及道路。
May you also lead the house of Christ's love.
愿我们真的是能够成为一个荣耀你的一个家庭。
May this household become a household that can glorify you.
我们这样子仰望祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.